This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an enlightening teaching titled The Determinants, that is, the things that determine the outcome of your life, based on Ecclesiastes 9 verses 10 to 11. Today he speaks about strength. Let's join in.
I've been sharing on the subject determinants, which means the things that determine the outcomes of our lives. Is marriage random? A good marriage, is it just by luck? Is it random? What determines it? Knowing God, is it random? What determines it? Being financially secured, is it luck? What determines it? Going to heaven, is it lottery? What determines it? So there are things that determine the course of your life or the outcome of your life or the way your life turns around. Even if you're in a relationship, whether you enjoy it or not, what determines it? So that's the determinants, the things that determine our lives. And we've been looking at it. And number one, I said effort. So here it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it, and do it with all your might. In other words, effort determines what happens to you. Number two, I said it takes the grace of God. Number three, I spoke about seasons. To everything, there's a season and a time. The word season means a period of time that is favorable to do something. So in life, when things become easy for you, remember that it's your season. Because no angel will come to you and announce to you that this is your season of money. Number four, opportunity. It says time and chance. Opportunity. I believe that God gives us opportunities. But it is safe to assume that the opportunity will only be one. So that when it comes knocking, you take advantage of it. Number five, we spoke about speed. And sometimes the grace of God is hanging around for a period for you to do something. And when the grace of God is around, you must move with speed and run with the grace. Because that grace will go away after some time. Very important. Sometimes it's the grace to marry. And when that grace comes, you must move with speed. Because when the grace lifts, you realize that now it's very difficult. An angel went down at a certain season into the pool. John chapter 5 verse 4. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the pool stepped in of whatsoever disease he had. Talks about the grace of God. He came up in a certain pool and all the sick people, the first person with speed who jumped into the pool was healed. So let me tell you something. When you sense the grace of God on your life, move with speed. Because that grace will not last for a very long time. Hallelujah. Number six is strength. Tell us what is strength. It says, the battle is not to the strong. In other words, most of the time in life, one thing that determines whether you win a battle is your strength. So strength is key. When you are not strong, you become prey. Do you know what prey is? Prey is the food of other animals. Yesterday, I was watching wildlife. This lion was walking around looking for food to eat. And the lion saw a warthog. A warthog is like a pig, but it has got some tusks. Then the lion attacked the warthog. But the warthog was able to strike the lion with his tusk. So he opened two holes on the side of the lion. But the lion still killed the warthog and ate the warthog for kebab. If you are not strong, you'll be eating. It's dangerous to be weak. So one of the things that determines our lives is your strength. Amen. In Daniel chapter 11 verse 2, let's read the scripture. They that do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupted by flatteries. But the people who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits, great things. There's two ways of understanding a Bible verse. And you're watching just one of the episodes in the series. To understand it, you must have watched all the other episodes before you understand the series. That's why you need to read the whole Bible. If you don't have knowledge of the whole Bible, I tell you, it will be difficult for you to understand the Bible. Because there are many references to other places in the Bible. So you really don't understand it. The second thing that you have to do is you have to know history. The reason is that the Bible itself is a history book. So the things that they are talking about is based on history. So in this verse, there was a Greek king. He was called Antiochus Epiphanes. Daniel prophesied about this king, and it came to pass. And he said, this king will come to Jerusalem, conquer the place, make them slaves. Then he will make an idol and put it in the temple. So for example, to understand this, in Matthew chapter 24, the Bible says, when you see the abomination of desolation standing in the holy place, he was talking about this king. Are you understanding me? And a lot of the Jews who were not strong spiritually, they backslided. And they came under the influence of this wicked king. And then they deserted God that they were serving. But some of them were spiritually very strong. They didn't give in. Upon all the trouble and the persecution, they stood their ground and did great things for God during that period. That's what it means. The people who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. It's talking about those people. So here the Bible is telling us that even to do great things for God, you will need what? Strength. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You can choose to be weak or you can choose to be strong. Sometimes I am amazed why there are some people who don't want to grow spiritually. I get amazed because there are only benefits to spiritual growth. So I wonder why some people remain midgets. It's like education. It's very profitable. So it's like somebody who doesn't want to go to school. You wonder why. So here the Bible says that people who are strong, look, they do exploits. They do great things. Now I want to begin by giving you why you must be strong. Number one, to obtain the promises of God. That's why you have to be strong. You know, when you are working with God, God makes promises to you. Maybe you have a dream. Maybe there is a prophecy about you. Maybe you read a scripture. And when you read that scripture, it ministers to you and you believe that it's going to happen to you. Now, all these things, they are pictures of your potential and what you can do. When I gave my life to Christ, Jesus appeared to me and he told me, you are going to be a minister of God. And he told me, I'm going to use you around the world. And I saw myself preaching in different countries to large congregations. Meanwhile, I didn't know anything. It was a promise. God had poured out of his spirit upon me. Acts 1:17 says, shall come to pass in the last days, says God. I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. The old men shall dream dreams. So he gave me a picture of my future. I thought it was going to happen the following day. It's taken many years. It's over 30 years now. But what I can say is that I have seen a lot of these promises come to pass. But one thing that God has required from me, I realize, is strength. In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1, God spoke to Israel. This was the time when Israel was ready to go over the Jordan to obtain the promises that God had made to them. What was the promise? The promise was that God said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Exodus 3:7. I've heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. I know their sorrows. And I've come down to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, unto a large, unto a place flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and the Jebusites. That was the promise. It took them more than 40 years for this promise to come to pass. In fact, the older generation, they never experienced the promise. Why? They were too weak. But the younger generation, they obtained the promise. So when Moses was writing Deuteronomy, God had told him that, Moses, you are going to die. So he took him to Mount Nebo, and from Mount Nebo, he could see the promised land. And before he died, for 6 days, he told the younger generation, because you see, all their fathers are dead now. So he had to repeat all the laws and the promises of God. And then he told them that God can be your God, but if you are not strong, the promise of the anointing, you won't get it. The promise of peace, you won't get it. The promise of a blessed marriage, you won't get it. The promise of the ministry, you won't get it. Whatever promise God has made to you in your dream, whatever, you won't get it. So in John chapter 8 verse 1, let's read it. That's what he told them. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in to possess the land. He said, if you are few in numbers, you are weak, you cannot. Although God made the promise. He said, your strength has to go up. He said, you have to multiply. Otherwise, you cannot. I don't know what promise God has made to you. But remember that if you are weak, it won't come to pass. So Joshua crossed over with the children of Israel. And God told Joshua the same thing. That's why I have Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Then verse 9 says, have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Because all their fathers, all of them had died. Not because God wasn't God, but because they were weak. So Moses told them, God himself had to repeat it. And so Joshua crossed over to the promised land. And this time they were strong. They fought and they possessed the land. You cannot be weak, obtain the promises of God. No, 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 no. You have to be strong.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we learned that strength is an important determinant because you must be strong in order to obtain the promises of God. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, healed of hepatitis B. I just received this yesterday and I was reading it. It says, dear pastor, I ask you to pray for me to be healed from hepatitis B. You prayed for me and I'm happy to inform you that I went to the hospital for checkup. And after a series of tests, the doctor confirmed that there is no trace of hepatitis B virus in my body. I am totally healed. Put your hands together for Jesus. Wow. We go.
Have you ever experienced periods in your life when you felt tired and disillusioned about the very things that used to excite you? It could be a marriage, a job, or your relationship with God. The daily grind of life can sap energy from your soul, mind, and emotions, leaving you depleted. Anything that expends energy needs to be recharged. Recharge your life with this exciting book by Kakrabaden, Energy Drink. It will keep you fired up to face each day with faith, hope, and love. You can order this book through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Energy Drink in the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text message to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215. This book is also available as an ebook on Amazon, Kindle, or Kobo.com. We also deliver worldwide. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.